Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today, because it's not what you know, it's who you know, to say the least. And you're going to see some lawsuits come out of this that are going to be unbelievable. Okay? So please like, please subscribe to the channel, share the video, and also we have a sponsor today, Dr. Gundry, and I will talk about him later. But let's get right into it. The Fast Food Accountability and Recovery Act is a bill that Gavin Newsom signed to make it so that in April, you're going to have to pay fast food workers $20 an hour. Isn't that great? 20 bucks an hour. Now, there is one exemption, okay? And that is Panera Bread. See how many Panera Bread's near you? Well, guess what? Here in California, they won't have to pay $20 an hour because it's Gavin Newsom's friend. Isn't that wild? Greg Flynn and Gavin Newsom went to high school together. Wow. So, you know, they used to wrestle together. Gavin would get in his onesie. Greg would get on top. They'd hold each other. They'd caress each other. You know, again, they weren't on the team, like on the school team. They would just wrestle together. Anyways, I digress. The Flynn Group is a very successful restaurant chain who donated $164,800 to Gavin Newsom's campaign for governor. So how did they pay them back? By saying that Panera Bread is exempt from the $20 an hour fee for workers. Is that insane? How unfair is that? Who's going to believe that they did this? I mean, if you are a restaurant, if you're McDonald's, and everybody I've talked to, every restaurant, every sandwich shop, we're going to see sandwiches go up $5 a sandwich, Dan. You're going to see everything go up, because let's face it, you have at times when businesses are busier than they are at other times. So you may have, you know, the sandwich shop that's busy between 11 and 1, and regardless, you got to pay the people 20 bucks an hour to be there. Is that just unfair? So because of Gavin and Mr. Flynn's, deal together. God, that is so wild. Now, what Gavin Newsom said was, listen, they're exempt because they bake their own bread. And I said, oh, that's interesting. That's really interesting. So what about Subway? Subway bakes the bread inside there. Sandwiches suck, but, you know, so are they exempt too, Gavin? No, it's different. It's different than Panera Bread. Okay, you guys, I'm telling you, you're going to see Lawsuit City come out of this. It's going to be absolutely insane. So, tell me, Chipotle says you're going to see $20 burrito bowls. McDonald's, you know, you're going to see $20 combo meals. And every place else is talking about just how expensive it's going to be to get fast food come April. But Panera Bread's going to get a deal because of Mr. Flynn and Gavin's, you know, dating relationship. Okay? Mark my words, there will be lawsuits galore as a result of this. The story is below. You can decide what you want, but I'm just like, how is this fair? This is the most unfair thing I've ever heard of in my life. And again, you know, if you just didn't donate the money, if you were just like, oh yeah, we're going to say it's only bakeries don't have to pay this. Well, you can't say that because the bakeries do have to pay it. A regular bakery has to pay it. So there's that. So let me know what you think about that so far. The next thing out of Wackadoo, California, is there is a new proposal to have home ownership to help people get into home loans. That's a great idea. You know, you can get people, you can get them into houses, and what they have is shared ownership. So if the house goes up in value, the state of California will benefit from this. Well, wait a second. It's for people that are undocumented. What? So, Dan, you don't qualify? No, I wouldn't qualify, guys, because I think I've got a birth certificate, social security card, and a job. So, is that insane? How do you make money if you're undocumented? How do you get a job? You know, it's illegal to hire an undocumented worker. It is. Here in California it is, because of all these different propositions. You can't do that, but you're going to let them buy a home. And read this below, because it is just the most ridiculous, unfair thing ever. Now, they've had this program before, and it literally filled up in 11 days last time. So they think this time, because people know about it and it's coming up, that when they open it up, it's going to fill up their tank. No more than 7 days, this thing will fill up. So is that crazy? Absolutely crazy. Share your thoughts on this stuff. Let me know what you think. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Gundry. What if you could fix your gut health with one fix? Dr. Gundry is a world-renowned cardiologist who could not lose weight. And one thing he did was he finally figured out it wasn't low-fat diets, it wasn't low-carb diets, it was his gut health. Once he fixed this, the weight came off and it stayed off for decades. Now, think about this. If you go to thenewgutfix.com/Dan, use the link below and look at his video, you're gonna watch how he put together this great program and how it can completely revolutionize your health and your gut health. You know, think about this. We get bloating, we get, you know, sluggishness, we get food cravings, we get joint pain, and it all stems from our gut health. If you can do something about that, you can change your health around. Take a look at the video today. Go to thenewgutfix.com/Dan and take a look at it today. Dr. Gundry's, you know, been around for decades and his programs are absolutely fantastic. Check it out today. When I say Tyson Foods, what do you think of? Think of chicken, think of meat, think of, you know, all the different poultry items, turkey, all that stuff. No, you should think of bugs, because Tyson is building a cricket plant to have protein crickets for us to eat. Again, you first. That's not going to happen. I will eat bread and water and rice for the rest of my life before I will eat a bug. So this is insanity, and they're investing billions of dollars to do this. So again, we're living through wacko times right now, guys, that, you know, they're not raising chickens, they're doing this. So, you know, it's crazy. Another one bites the dust. You know, Macy's is closing 150 stores. One thing they didn't really advertise when they mentioned that, it just, hey, we're gonna revamp the store chain. Their flagship store in San Francisco, California, which I have been there, I've bought clothes there, okay, that's done at Union Square. Now, who will buy the real estate? They're going to sell the real estate. What if nobody buys it? It'll stay open until they can buy it. And if they don't have a sale, they will eventually close the store. And 400 people are going to lose their jobs at that Macy's store. 400. Is that crazy, guys? So get ready, guys. You know, everything's great in the economy. You know, Dan, you're so negative. This is crazy. Okay. You know, I love this one because the recession, the soft landing. Here's the thing. There is an economist from Morgan Stanley, and he steps forward. He says, listen, you're going to see Ellen Zentner. She steps forward and says, listen, 18 months after the final interest rates went up is when we're going to see the hard landing. They're not going to be able to lower interest rates enough to make it a soft landing. So you're going to see a recession and a complete, you know, apocalypse as far as the economy is concerned. Oh, that doesn't sound good. So here's the thing, guys. Everybody wants to tell us how great everything's going to be, but they're going to tax us to oblivion. They're going to charge us, you know, $25 to have a sandwich to go out, and you're never going to be able to go out and eat. You're going to have to eat at home all the time, but buying food at these stores is insane. It's just absolutely nuts. So I really think that, you know, when you look at the Panera Bread situation, there's going to be lawsuits like you wouldn't believe from that. But, you know, what do you think about Morgan Stanley and talking about that? So, you know, Elon Musk kind of rubbed it in Apple's nose because Apple finally gave up on their secret car, which I thought was funny, because they had a secret car project called Project Titan. I love secret things that aren't secret that we all know about. I talked about this 2 years ago, their secret Titan car program. I would have liked to have seen an Apple car, wouldn't you? That would have been fun. You know, what I want to see is somebody produce a $20,000 car that you can buy that's safe, that's got a heater, an air conditioner, and a radio, and is great. That's what I want to see. But no, there's no such thing. But Elon Musk is rubbing it in their face. You're going to see more and more car companies go out of business. I'm sure that Tim Cook and the team over at Apple sat there and did the math and said, this is not working. We're not making money. We need to stick with phones. Oh, Sam Bankman-Fried, he's having a difficult time. He's the scoundrel from FTX that was, convicted, late last year for securities fraud and a myriad of other things. And he's having a difficult time because the gangs are extorting him and giving him, a hard time out there. So, he eats basically once a week. He eats rice and beans. He's not eating bugs, okay? But can't handle it. I like his mom. His mom steps forward and says he's got autism and can't be in a prison. Okay, well, he's in a prison, guys. He's going to be there for a long time. It will be interesting when he gets sentenced later, this spring, if they give him the 110 years or not. It will be really interesting to see what kind of pull they have with that. So let me know, guys. Let me know what you think about this, because I think it's crazy. And I'm freezing out here today, okay? Really cold. I am amazed at what things cost right now when it comes to houses. And my friend sent me over the Zillow report of the house that was $940,000 in the Eagle Rock, Boyle Heights area of Los Angeles. And it went for $200,000 above asking price. Now, last night I got to have dinner with my buddies from high school. Two of them are foreclosure guys, and they're sitting there telling me, wow, this is crazy, Dan. You're absolutely seeing things like this that are continuing to go up. Where do these people think this price is going to go? The price is absolutely out of line. So $200,000 above asking price. It's $900 a square foot for this house. Think about that, $900 a square foot. Now, yes, there's houses for more, and you can buy this. Look at the house. Look at the link below. It's there because it's nothing special, okay? But you have no garage, no heater. You have fireplaces inside the house. That's nuts, guys, right now. It really is. It absolutely really is. And you're going to see more problems like this, in the future. So let me know what you think about all this, because for these experts to sit there and say, housing prices are going to continue to rise, I don't know if they are. I just, these guys are busier. Both guys, two different companies, two different regions, are totally busy. Why is that? Because the housing market's doing so well, people are financially secure? No, it's not 2008, 2009, 2010 shenanigans. It's not that, but things are going south right now. They're going in the wrong direction right now. And I'm telling you guys, cut back, save your money, put things aside, don't waste anything. I have had so many people write me over the course of the last week, and I get these flurries of inquiries. Hey, Dan, when do you think I'm going to be able to buy motorcycles cheap? And soon. I'm going to be able to get all that stuff real soon. Because you know what a lot of people do that's crazy is they go out and they buy the jet skis, the motorcycles, the boats, and things like that on their home equity line. So the boat's paid for. Boat has no, they got the pink slip on it. Here you go. Okay? So you're going to see that more and more, guys. So share your thoughts on this stuff. And I am going to end this video pretty quick because I am freezing my A off. Okay. I'm going to finish this video with these last couple stories. The first one is Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage is the largest home lender, one of them in the country. They just announced quietly, this is the thing that I got a kick out of, is that, last year they had 18,700 workers. Now they're down to just over 14,000. They laid off 3,800 people. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Why are rich people selling so much stock right now and building bunkers? Why is that? Jeff Bezos, okay? He unloaded, think about this, in 50 million shares of Amazon stock in 9 trading days for $8.5 billion in cash. Mark Zuckerberg, 1.8 million shares of Facebook for $400 million. And Jamie Dimon sold 822,000 shares for $150 million worth of stock. Now, read the article below, because these guys have an agreement with Peter Thiel that if there is an end of the world situation, they can go to New Zealand to his bunker and his safe haven in New Zealand. So what do these guys know that we don't know? Is there going to be a problem that we don't know about? So let me know, okay? Okay. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Turn up the heat here, okay? Danny doesn't like it cold, okay? Then this is not New York cold. This is just, you know, 61 degrees and people are laughing. That's 61, okay? Anyways, onward and upward. I will see you guys very soon. Make sure you check your, make sure you sign up for the email and check it later today, because one's going out later on today, okay? I will see you guys very soon.